Brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you a true story of a sudden death of a single parent who is raising four children.
弟兄姐妹们，我要跟大家告诉大家一个真实的故事，就是有一个单身的父亲，他最近刚刚的突然的过世，他自己单身要带领他四个孩子。
I know you understand this because I've been here a few times when someone has died suddenly and tragically.
我晓得你们大家都理解我的心思，因为我在这里来过几次，我们大家也有过这样的突然的弟兄姐妹的过世的这样的经历。
Our church community has just suffered a deep loss in an industrial accident and a sudden death of a single father.
在我们的教会里面刚刚蒙受了一个巨大的损失，是因为一个弟兄因着一场意外的工伤事故而失去了生命。
This single dad, Greg Stryker, has been raising his three daughters, ages 20, 16, and 14, along with his only son, who is 18 years old.
我们这一位弟兄，他是单身父亲，他靠着他自己，他抚育大三个女儿，一个儿子，他们的年龄分别是14、16、20，那个儿子是18岁。
Our brother Greg Stryker was only 49 years old when the truck he was working on backed over him.And crushed him and killed him.
我们这个弟兄过世的时候只有49岁，他是在一次工伤事故中，当一个卡车倒车的时候过世的。
At his memorial service last weekend, two of his children stood up.
在刚刚过去的这个周末，他的追思礼拜当中，他的两个孩子站起来见证他的父亲。
And they gave their testimony about their dad's life of service and love of God, church.And family.
他们这样一起来见证他们的父亲是如何的爱神、爱家、爱他们的这个家，也爱教会。
When the young man, 18, a senior in high school, rose to speak about his dad,
当这个十八岁的儿子是在高中最后一年，他站起来介绍他父亲的时候
，He told us how much he loved his dad, even though his dad was very strict in the family.
他告诉我们说，他说他非常爱他的父亲，就是他的父亲在他眼里认为是一个非常非常严厉的，也很多的非常严厉的管教他的父亲。
His dad had many family rules and many regulations to help guard his children's spiritual, emotional, and physical development.
这个父亲在家里面设计了很多的规章制度，很多的家法来管束他的子女在他们的。在他们的心灵和这个在他们的心灵上管束他们。
So John used to ask his dad, Dad, why do you have so many rules and regulations in our family?
这个儿子有时候就会问他爸爸说，老爸，为什么我们家里面会有这么多的规章制度？
His dad's reply was, Son, you can ask me all the questions you want to, but sometimes you just have to trust me.
这个爸爸的对儿子的回答是说，儿子，你可以问一切的问题，但是有些时候你必须要信靠我。
When we look to a parent whom we can trust, we look to their words of advice, but we also look at their daily lives.
当我们来看我们的家长，当我们来看我们的父母给我们的这些约束的时候，我们不单单看他对我们所说的那些话语，我们更是要看我们父母的言行。
As children, we compare their words and their daily lives to see if they practice what they teach.
所以作为子女，我们常常是观察我们的父母，看看我们的父母他们的言行是不是一致。
And what I heard that day throughout all the testimonies was that this father.Though he was not perfect, followed the Lord with all of his heart every day.
在那一天的追思礼拜里面，我从他的子女身上所讲的，我所听到的就是一点，就是这一个父亲，在我们世人的眼里看，他还不是完全的，但是在他是尽他的所能，在他言语和行动上面都一致的来爱神。
So his words and his daily life matched.Very nicely.
所以他的言语和他的每天的行动是一致的。
So now these four children have a foundation that has been laid for them by their father of words lived out in daily practice.
所以这四个子女他们是有着一个这样一个父亲能够给他们在一生里面建打下一个良好的根基，就是言语和行动是一致的。
And our church has a very rich opportunity to care for these children who are without a dad and without a parent.
所以我们现在我们教会就有一个很难得的一个机会，是我们要来替这个父亲来照顾他们这四个孩子。
There was another dad who gave wise advice and his name was King Solomon.
圣经告诉我们也有另外一个父亲，他给他的子女留下了一个非常智慧的劝教，这个人就是所罗门王。
King Solomon was the wisest man ever lived on earth because God had given him God.
所罗门王是在世上曾经有过的最有智慧的人，因为是神把属神的智慧赐给他。
And leaders from all over the world used to come and listen to his wisdom, and they were amazed at how wise he was.
当所罗门王在世的时候，那些世界各地的领袖从世界各地来到他的面前，要来听他的智慧的言语，并且被他的智慧所惊奇。
So this morning, let's look at these wise words first in English from Proverbs 4:20 through 27.
所以今天早上愿意我们再来看一看所罗门王他在圣经里面是记载的，他是留给他的孩子的这样的智慧的言语。我们现在来看箴言的第四章第二十节到第二十七节。
Out of reverence for the Lord's word, would you rise and read the word with me please?
请大家起立，我们来读神的话语。
Let's read the English first. This is God's word, Proverbs 4:20-27.
我们先用英文来读。
My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them and health to all their body. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth.And put devious speech far from you. Let your eyes look directly ahead, and let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you. Watch the path of your feet, and all your ways will be established. Do not turn to the right nor to the left. Turn your foot from evil.
我们一起来用中文来读箴言的第四章，我们从二十节一直读到第二十七节。箴言第四章二十节，我们请。我儿，要留心听我的言辞，侧耳听我的话语，都不可离你的眼目，要存记在你心中，因为得到他的就得了生命，又得了医全体的良药。你要保守你心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。你要除掉邪僻的口，弃绝怪谬的嘴，你的眼目要向前正看，你的眼睛当向前直观，要修平你脚下的路，坚定你一切的道，不可偏向左右，要使你的脚离开邪恶。
Very good. Please be seated.
请坐。
In verse 20 it says, My son, give attention to my words, incline your ear to my sayings.
箴言四章二十节这里说，我儿要留心听我的言辞，侧耳听我的话语。
How many of the parents here have sometimes been very frustrated when they speak to their children and their children don't seem to listen?
我们当中有哪些父母认为我们的孩子，我们在他讲话的时候，我孩子总是不听？
How many of the children here have spoken to parents?And are very frustrated because you don't think they are really listening.
我们有些哪些做子女的，我们认为我们的父母听不懂我们所说的。
It's the listening attitude that Solomon is asking for.
所以在这一节里面，二十节这一里面，所罗门王这里所讲到的是一个倾听的心态。
If you watch a person's face sometime,
如果你注意观察一个人的面部表情。
Sometimes you get the feeling that this person.Knows it all.
有时候你会觉得这个人的表情是好像是他知道一切似的。
And if you see that the person is not listening, your heart starts to sink because they are losing the opportunity to become wiser.
因为如果你看到这样的一个人，他们不会有倾听的一个心态，这样你跟
There has to be both words and the proper modeling so that there is power in what comes out and what is lived out.
要一个适当的，要一个好的倾听的心态，就需要这个也讲的话，讲出来的话语和行出来的行动是要适当的，要一致才可以。
When a person says, do what I say, but don't do what I do,
如果有一个人对你说，你可以，你要照我所说的去做，但是别照我所做的去学。
That person is a hypocrite and will fail, and that is what Jesus was talking about.
那我们就知道，讲这样话的人，他自己已经承认他自己是假冒伪善的。
The ideal picture is, do what I say as well as do what I do.
所以最理想的情况应当是你听到一个人对你是说照我所说的去做也照我所行的去行。
The results of that kind of life is very powerful to influence others towards a godly life.
如果这样的一个人的话是存在的话，那么他所说的和所行的就是非常有能力，会影响周围的人。
I went to another memorial service yesterday and it was of a 92-year-old man.
昨天我参加另外一个追思礼拜，是一位92岁的老年人。
I came home with a heavy heart and I said to my wife, two memorial services in a week is plenty, 太多了。
我心里面很沉重，回到家我就跟我的太太讲，我说一个星期就要参加两次这样的追思礼拜，实在是心里很沉重。
But at that service I heard this, I'd rather see a sermon than hear one.
但是在这位92岁的老人的追思礼拜当中，我听到有人在讲这样一句话，他说，我宁愿看见一篇道而不只是听见一篇道。
I'd rather see one than just hear the words.
我宁愿看见而不单单只是听见。
Perhaps you've heard the saying, who you are is speaking so loudly that I can't hear you.
也许我们也听到过这样的话，你的所是要比你的所说更有说服力。
So we understand that when our words and our lives are beginning to match, there's great power and it increases the opportunity to be listened to.
我想这些都会帮助我们，如果我们的言行是一致的，那么就会使我们的所说的更加有能力。
In verse 21, when you look at this, it says, do not let them, or King Solomon's words, depart from your sight.Keep them in the midst of your heart.
在下一节箴言四章二十一节那里说，都不可离你的眼目，是说所罗门王那些教训，他说都不可离你的眼目，要存记在你的心中。
And the New Living Translation says this, listen carefully to my words, don't lose sight of them, let them penetrate deep into your heart.
另外一种翻译的版本把这句话翻译成仔细听离开你的眼目使这话语深入你心。
Brothers and sisters, I am discovering that the human heart is the most important storage center for creating godly motives to live by.
我发现人的心是一个最重要的一个中心，是通过这一个中心来发出我们敬虔的一切的动机。
So 119 verse 11, which a number of us have memorized, says, I have hidden or stored my words in my heart that I might not sin against you.
就像诗篇119篇11节，我们大家都很熟悉的那句话说，我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
Storing God's words in our heart,
把神的话语藏在我们的心里边，
can help prevent sinning and reduce guilt.
就会帮助我们避免我们犯罪，来使我们不至于得罪神。
When wise words from God are stored in our heart, it's almost like ka-chink.
当神智慧的话语能够存储在我们的心里的时候，
it's almost like putting real money in a real bank, except it's real godly words.In a storage center that we're going to work from.
那我们就真的是把财宝存在天上了。
And then in verse 22 it says, For they, or Solomon's words, are life to those who find them and health to all their body.
我们再看下一节四章箴言四章二十二节那里说，因为得着他的，就是得着所罗门王的话语的，得着他的就得了生命，又得了一全体的良药。
There is lots of research that shows when godly words are applied to one's life, there are healthy benefits to the mind, to the body, and to the emotions.
有很多例子都表明，当一个人把神的话语存在他心里的时候，那么这些话语在他生命中实行出来，就给他带来很多有益的果效，不论是他的感情，还是他的心智，还是他的身体，都会得益处。
Applying godly words in our heart will bring peace and strength to live by.
我们心里面储藏神的话语，就会使我们活出一个平安的生活来。
The blood pressure,
我们的血压
and the stress level can reach healthier plateaus.
我们的血压就会降下来，我们的心里面也不会那样子的过度忧虑。
And even the quality of sleep can improve.
心里面充满神的话语的人，他晚上的睡眠也一定是好的。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you have your Bible, look at verse 23.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们再现在来看下面箴言四章二十三节那里说。
Now comes the meat or the essence or the heart of the message for us today.
下面这一段是讲的今天要讲信息的这个最中心的一部分。
Here's what the Lord is saying through Solomon.
神借着所罗门王这样说。
Verse 23.
箴言四章二十三节
Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it, from your heart, flow the springs of life.
你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
The New Living Translation in verse 23 says, Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life.
另外一种翻译是说，要努力地保守你的心，因为你的心决定你一生的道路。
Education may determine part of the course of your life.
也许你个人所受的教育会决定你一生，会对你一生的道路有某种的影响。
A successful career may give you more earning power.
也许你的事业上的成功会给你有一定的能力。
But it is well documented that you can be a success in your career.But be a failure spiritually.
但是我们都晓得，就是你在事业上的成功，你也很可能在属灵上面是一个失败者。
So the phrase is with all diligence and above all else means this is a top priority, the most important goal, and absolutely essential for protection and direction of my life.
所以这里说保守你的心，就是说胜过一切，是说就是要你要尽一切的努力来保守你的心，因为一切你一生的保护和你一生的方向都是从这里出来。
Often we see the physical evidence of spiritual truths before we see the spiritual truths.
常常我们首先看到一个属灵真理的果效，然后我们才意识到这个属灵的真理。
You say God is a beautiful creator.
我们知道神是一个美好，是创造一切美好的神。
But when you see a sunrise or a sunset, or you see the snow on the mountains, you get a sense in the physical, there's a spiritual truth here that God is wonderfully creative.
当我们惊讶这个日出或者是日落的美丽，或是看到白雪覆盖的群山的时候，我们就会晓得创造这一切的神是多么的美丽。
First the physical sometimes and then the spiritual.
我们是首先通过我们所看认知的这些感受来认识的，才认识到后面的真理。
For example, the physical heart, cardiac.
再来看我们这个肉体的这个心。
Is the chief organ of the physical life and is situated in the human system quite centrally.
我们知道人的心脏是人生命的最中心的这一部分。
We know that our physical hearts in general beat on the average of about 75 times a minute.
我们知道通常一般来讲一个人的心一天是要跳每分钟是要跳75次。
This physical heart that we have beats 40 million times a minute. a year.
按照这样的速率来跳的话，一年他就要跳4000万次。
Or 2.5 billion times in the life of in the span of 70 years.
所以如果这一个人他活70岁的话，那么平均来讲，他的一生他的心要跳差不多是要2025亿次。
At each beat, the average human heart discharges about 4 ounces of blood.
在心脏的每一个收缩过程里面，它会蹦出4个盎司的血。
This is about 3,000 gallons of blood a day.
如果这样子不停的蹦的话，一天它是要蹦出3000加仑的血出来。
Or 650,000 gallons of blood a year.
或者是65万加仑一年。
That little pump is a magnificent pump.
所以在我们心里面，在我们身体里面，这个心脏这个小泵是一个非常有能力的。
And so, of course, the importance of proper rest and diet and exercise to keep the heart strong is you read it often and you see it often. The heart is absolutely essential.For well-being.
所以我们都晓得心脏对我们的生命是多么的重要，我们也读了很多的文章，也都晓得我们要通过适当的饮食和锻炼和休息来使得我们心脏保持一个健康。
How many of you need to go outside and exercise?
我们有谁需要到外面经常保持锻炼的？
If this pump is that important, then I probably need to exercise, make sure it's as strong as it can be.
因为我们都晓得心脏对我们是如此的重要，所以我们实在是需要能够常常的锻炼。
We know all these things, but heart disease is still the leading killer of many human beings.
我们每个人都有这样的知识，但是在美国，仍然心脏病仍然是这是人类致死的首因。
To know it in the physical doesn't mean we understand it in the spiritual.
我们只是从这个外表上我们有这些知识，并不一定我们就真的认识心对属灵方面它的重要性。
I didn't say you can't eat delicious Chinese fatty food.
我并不是说因为你害怕心脏病，你就不能够吃那些非常美味的、油腻的中国食物。
But I think our doctors may say, be sure that you don't eat too much.
但是我想我们的医生都会劝告我们，当我们吃这类的食物的时候，不要吃得过多。
But what about the heart described in the Bible?
但是我们知道不知道圣经里面对心它是怎么描述的？
The heart described in the Bible takes care of it. It's a general term. It means your mental and your moral activity.
在圣经里面有对心脏的描述是说，它代表一个人全部的心智和道德的能力。
The heart in the Bible represents both the rational and the emotional components of our lives.
心是代表人的理智和情感的部分。
And so the heart is a very deep center in which a person's very inward life, very deep and inward, is locked up inside. That's the heart when the Bible talks about the heart.
所以当圣经里面讲一个人的心的时候，它是代表在讲一个人内部的深处生活的隐秘的部分。
Here comes the bad news.
这里有一个不好的消息。
The Bible describes wickedness, human wickedness, as rooted in the heart.
圣经告诉我们，一个人的恶是根植于在人的心里面。
Sin, caused initially by Adam and Eve's original disobedience, has produced a problem in all people's hearts.
因为亚当夏娃他们起初的原罪，就使得罪就存在于他的后代每一个人的心里面。
And while a newborn baby may appear innocent and cute,
就像一个新生的小婴孩，也许他看的是这样的天真无邪，这样的可爱。
There is already, the Bible says, a deep rebelliousness and a deep self-centeredness in that little baby.
但是圣经告诉我们，在这样的小孩子里面，他心里面已经有了很深的反叛。悖逆和自我中心。
I appreciated our sister's testimony because she told the truth today that her heart was self-absorbed and self-centered and it was creating severe problems.
实在感谢刚才我们那一位姐妹她的分享，因为她实在是讲出了一个事实，就是我们人心是以自我为中心的。
My dad, before he became a reader of the Bible and before he became a Christian, used to discuss the human heart with me.
我父亲在他成为基督徒之前，我记得小的时候他对我讲，对我跟我讨论人心，人的心是怎么一回事。
My dad would look at my young son, this cute young son, and say, "How can you tell me that my grandson has evil in his heart already?"
我的父亲当我看着我新生的小儿子的时候，就会说：“你怎么能够告诉我这样一个天真无邪的小孩子，他的心是恶的？”
My dad did not want to hear the truth of what the Bible says, that it is in the heart that sin is developing.
因为我的父亲当时他不相信圣经所讲的这一个真理，就是在人心里面是一切的罪恶根源。
I used to say, "Dad, my son has all of his needs, but he often starts to try to say, 'Get in here, I need attention.'"
我想我的孩子当他小的时候，他已经一切需要都已经满足了，但是他还是会说：“你要来，要来，我需要你的注意力。”我的父亲就说：“不是，不是的，是因为学校那些其他的孩子把这个可爱的孩子带坏了。”
No, Dad, he's bad already because the Bible says in his heart, unless it is changed, he has the tendency to harm and to rule and to be selfish. I promise.
但是我跟我的父亲讲，其实不是在我这个孩子他幼小的心灵里面，他没去学校以前，他心里面已经有着恶的一切的根源。
My dad and I had a very good relationship.And so he listened, and he began reading, and he came to the Lord before he died of cancer.
我跟我父亲的关系很好，所以逐渐的，我的父亲他也开始读圣经来认识神。他最终接受主，在他肝癌去世之前。
And as I used to share truth with him from the Bible, he began to agree with the truth that Jesus taught in Matthew 15:19-20.
当我跟我父亲分享圣经的时候，逐渐的我的父亲就认识到圣经的真理是这样子的，在马太福音的第十五章的19-20节是这样子讲的。
Jesus always tells us the truth, and here he correctly teaches that from this deep inner heart.
主耶稣所讲的终归都是真理，在这一段话里面，主耶稣是说从人的心里面，人心的深处
will come evil thoughts.
就有恶念
murders
凶杀
adulteries
奸淫
all sexual immoralities
苟合
theft
盗
false witnessing
妄证
and slanders
还有谤读
Jesus said these sins from the heart are what defile a person and not outward actions like eating with unwashed hands
吃饭，那却不污秽人。
That is bad news, but there is very good news coming.
这段话里告诉我们，是我们的心是如此的恶，这是一个不好的消息。但是主耶稣接着他又讲，告诉我们一个好的消息。
On the positive side, the Bible teaches that the heart is the place where God can positively influence a person's inner life.
因为圣经又告诉我们，心却是神要来影响一个人，要住在人心里的一个地方，就是人的心。
The Bible teaches clearly that God has placed the conscience of every person in a person's heart.
圣经告诉我们，神在人的心里面放了一个良知。
And when a conscience is healthy, it will usually recognize.God's definitions of right and wrong.
当人心里的良知处于健康状态的时候，他通常会分辨什么是对，什么是错。
When a conscience is healthy, it will recognize that murder is wrong.
当人心里的良知是健康的时候，他会晓得谋杀是错的。
The conscience will recognize that stealing is wrong.
他也会晓得偷盗也是错的。
So it's in the heart that God has put the conscience in every person throughout the world. Imagine what the world would be like if people did not have a conscience of right and wrong.
所以在每一个世，在每一个世人的心里边，神都放了一个良知，要使人晓得何为善，何为恶。
So God positively influences a person's heart by writing His laws in the human heart, according to Romans 2:15.
根据罗马书的第二章十五节那里，神也把他的话语放在人的心里边。
And Acts 15:8-9 says this: God who knows the heart can purify hearts who exercise faith in Him.
使徒行传的十五章八节九节那里，神也说，知道人心的神也为他们做了见证。
Brothers and sisters, how many of you understand clearly that God knows every heart hidden deeply in every person?
我们有谁真的是晓得神，晓得神真的知道每一个人内心的深处的事情？
And so to be sure we understand that he's not looking at the outward, but he's looking at the inward, he gives us a passage like 1 Peter 3:4.
神为了让我们真的晓得他是来检查我们内心的，而不只是看我们人的外貌的，所以神就把他的话语透过彼得，在彼得一书里面告诉我们。
Now this scripture is used with women because it's addressed to women, but the principle is for men also.
彼得一书三章四节好像是只对妇女说的，其实这个原则适用于妇女和男人。
Here's what God finds precious. In 1 Peter 3:4, he says, Do not be overly concerned about the outward beauty of fancy hairstyles, expensive jewelry, or beautiful clothes.
这里彼得一书三章四节，神说，你们不要以外面的编头发、戴金饰、穿美衣为装饰。
Clothe yourselves instead with the beauty that comes from within. Your translation says, the hidden person of the heart.
只要在里面存着长久、温柔、安静的心为装饰。
Clothe yourselves with the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious in God's sight.
这样子存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰，这在神面前是极宝贵的。
Have you noticed how much Hollywood and advertisements and tabloids and media focus on the outer and the external beauty of people?
我想我们大家都知道，好莱坞或者各样的 传媒，他们都专注于人的外貌。
That's the world system that treasures beautiful people.
这是世界的系统，它来 衡量一个人的美，是只看外貌。
But God treasures the inward heart and the inner beauty from a heart that is learning to love Him and a heart that places Him first in all the areas of life.
但是神是看人内心的，他神是重看那些把神放在第一位，来尽心、尽性、尽力一切来爱神的人。
Brothers and sisters, if I asked youIf I had us close all our eyes and I said, if you have a deep secret in your heart that few human beings know, would you raise your hand?
如果我们心里面有某些极其深的秘密，几乎就没有人知道了。如果我们是这样的话，请你举手。
I would say if nobody watched.
我想说，如果没有一个人睁开眼睛在看的话
，I would raise my hand.
我想我自己会举我的手。
And I wouldn't peek.
我想我也不会去睁开眼睛偷看。
But the Bible says that deep within our hearts is where the secrets of our hearts are stored and hidden.
但是圣经就告诉我，是这样告诉我们，人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
In the heart is where the motivation for living comes from.
是在我们的心里面，我们人生活的欲望是从心里面发出。
And the human heart, untamed by God's love and unforgiven by God's grace, is the most dangerous weapon of all arsenals.
一个未曾经历神爱的心和一个未曾认识神恩慈的心是非常诡诈、非常危险的。
God describes the human heart in Jeremiah 17:9.
所以耶利米书十七章九节，神有这样的话。
And he says this, the heart is more deceitful than all else.
人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处。
And the heart is desperately sick. Who can understand this sick heart?
坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
And our answer is, God understands our sick heart.
对于这一个问题，这答案就是神知道我们的心是多么的恶。
Because he can search our heart.
因为神会鉴察我们的心。
He can find the dark, sinful secrets that we have.
他会知道我们心里的深处的那些黑暗。
That have not been cleansed by the blood of Christ.
那些我们还没有认，还没有被耶稣基督宝血所遮蔽的罪。
And he can also find those parts of our heart that want to love him and want to appreciate him and want to honor him.
神也知道我们心里边那些愿意来爱神，愿意来敬拜神，愿意来守神诫命的这些地方。
So we thank God that he warns us about the condition of our heart.
所以我们感谢神，因为他晓得我们心里面的境况，所以他就警告我们。
How many of you would appreciate going to a medical doctor, a heart specialist, and you tell him, I have serious problems with my heart, and he says, oh, don't worry.
我想我们当中有谁，因为我们自己晓得有很严重的心脏病，我们去看心脏科医生，医生却说没事。
He doesn't check you, he doesn't look, he doesn't do tests, he says, oh, don't worry, you'll be okay.
他这也不做任何的检查，他只是对我们说没事儿。
And you're saying, I paid money for this?
你会就觉得我花了钱了来看这样的一个专科医生，但是他却这样子对待我。
Please run the test. Something's wrong. I need a diagnosis. That's true.
所以我们会去要求他是，请你在我身上做检查，因为我需要晓得我的心脏是什么地方出了什么样的错。
And when God, the great physician, comes, he tells us, be very careful. Guard your heart.Because it is capable of deliberately hiding and twisting truth.
因为神是这样的一个大医生，他鉴察我们的心，他知道我们的境况，所以神就说，让我们需要非常小心的来保守我们的心。
God says, be very careful. Your heart, if you leave it unguarded, can mislead people by tricking them and cheating them.
他说，因为我们需要非常小心，因为人心是诡诈的。我们如果不注意的话，我们就会习惯性的来欺骗人。
God says, be very careful, because the heart can give false appearances and can speak false words, and the heart can fool people. So be very careful of your heart. Guard it so that does not happen.
所以他说，人我们要保守我们的心，因为我们的心是这样的诡诈，我们需要保守它，否则我们的心会出来，会去扭曲事情的真相，会误导人。
I hope you're not discouraged at this diagnosis.
我希望当我们听到这样的话语的时候，我们心里不要灰心。
Because it's an accurate diagnosis, but God has the solution for this heart of ours.
因为对于我们每一个人来讲，这神的这些话语都是真真实实的。
Most humans do not want to admit that their hearts are deceitful.
绝大部分人都不愿意承认自己是如何的败坏。
I was reading a report in the newspaper by a professional athlete, a football player, who refused to stop for the police, and he led them on a high-speed chase to avoid being detected that he was drunk.
我在报纸上读到一篇文章，有一个很有名的这个运动员，他拒绝当警察追他的时候，他拒绝停车，因为他不希望被警察抓到，因为他是酒醉驾车。
When he was arrested, he said, "I'm not a bad guy at all."
当他被警察最终给抓到的时候，他声明，他说，我根本就不是一个坏人。
I feel like I'm a good person.
他说，我一直认为我是一个很好的人。
I think that everybody that knows me and has contact with me will tell you I have a good heart.
我想每一个认识我的人都会向你证明说我是一个好心的人。
This is the same athlete who has numerous DUIs or driving under the influence and has violated again and again.The substance abuse policy, but he still believes that his heart is good.
但是就是这样一个运动员，他仍然认为他自己是一个非常好的非常好心的一个人，尽管他是多次被人抓住是酒醉驾车。
The message is guard your heart because if you believe what I'm saying, you have a chance to have a healthy heart under my care.
所以所罗门王这里是说，要保守你的心胜过保守一切，因为我们一生的果效都是由心发出的。
Brothers and sisters, what does guarding my heart really mean?
当我们读到神的话说要保守我的心，这个保守我的心，这个到底是个什么意思？
When you study the verbs in the Bible about guarding, one of the definitions comes, it's like setting a military guard, the soldiers who guarded Christ's tomb. They were there to guard from any entry. That's the sense of guarding your heart, like soldiers protecting something.
当我们讲到保守的时候，在圣经里面同样的地方就引用，就是当有罗马士兵在那里守卫耶稣的坟墓的时候，所以这个保守就相当于一个士兵在那里要保护什么。
Guarding also means being on the lookout and watching for dangers or what is about to happen, being careful to be watching and checking things.
保守这里也有另外一层意思，就是要警惕，要警戒，当心，注意要什么事情要发生。
My second son is like a golden retriever.
我的小儿子有点像这个像德国的牧羊狗一样。
His Hawaiian name means the one who is always one step in front of the other person.
在夏威夷，他的自己的小名有一个意思，就是说他总是要比别人先一步。
My son likes to multitask.
因为对他来讲，他很喜欢同时做很多的事情。
Even while he's driving.
一边开车一边打电话。他唯一的一个车祸就是当他一边打电话一边记笔记，当他一边开车，当他头抬眼睛抬起来的时候，他的车已经在一个大卡车的底下了。开着每小时35迈的速度在那里开，一边打电话一边记笔记，抬头已经看到已经晚了。他在这样做的时候，他里面一点也没有在警戒，无论是他的眼睛、他的手、他的脑子或者他的一切，他根本就没有任何的警戒的状态。当他眼睛抬起来看的时候，一切都太晚了。也许这是他的方式，要把他要换汽车的一个方式吧。
But in the positive sense, my son is always looking ahead. He's a new father, so he's looking ahead, protecting his little girl who's 7 months old.
我的儿子但是从另一方面，因为他现在是刚刚做父亲，他有一个7个月大的18磅的女儿，所以他一直都是在那里很警惕的注意他女儿的一切。
And to see this young father taking his turn at giving the bottle and to be watching for her physical well-being is the sense of he's guarding his very first child, and it's just a treasure to watch these two do this.
所以当你看见这么一个年轻的父亲抱着他的小女儿喂奶的时候，你能够感受到这个父亲是非常的警觉，那里你就我就会觉得这里在父亲和女儿之间有那一种非常美好的这样一种关系。
Guarding is also a military term that means to block every area of escape.
保守有另外一个意思，就是也是一个军事上的用语，就是要把一切的出入口都把它看管起来。
And in 1 Peter 4:7, it means the inner protection of the heart and the mind and the feelings by the Holy Spirit.
So,
Spirit protecting the inner person.
所以彼得前书的4章7节那里是说，是里面的保护，保护。
In guarding our hearts, there's always our part and God's part.
讲到保守，终归是有神要做的那一部分和我们也要履行的那一部分。
How many of us have learned we cannot do God's part?
有谁我们晓得我们不能够做神所做的那一部分？
How many of you learn we can do our part?
有谁我们知道我们应当做我们应当做的那一部分？
We do our part, he does his part.
我们做我们的部分，神就做他的部分。
And that's what this passage is about to remind us.
这就是这一段经节要告诉我们的。
The clues are all here in the passage.
所有的一切都在这一段经节里面。
One of the basic principles of Bible interpretation is you interpret scripture with scripture.
当我们读经的时候，有一个很重要的原则，就是我们要以经解经。
You put scripture in its full context and let the context teach you what it really means.
我们要把圣经的上下文前后连贯一起来看，要在这个前后连贯的上下文里边，圣经会告诉我们他要教导我们的真理。
If you do this in looking for guidance, you go,
如果我们只是想只是随机的来翻译个什么地方，要来寻找答案的话，
It might be a good verse, but you check all around the verse to see what does it really mean.
也许这一节经节好像是看上去对我们是适用的，但是我们需要看这些经节的上下文，来透过上下文来明白到底这个经节是什么意思。
And brothers and sisters, this is a wonderful passage because all the clues about guarding our heart, many of the clues are right.
因为我们要读的这些经节是非常宝贵的，因为一切关于保守我们心的要点都在下面这些经节里面。
And here are the clues. The mouth,
这里是说要你的口，
our speech,
是我们的嘴，
our eyes,
我们的眼目，
and our feet,
和我们的脚。
That's what this passage is giving us the clues about our heart.
这就是箴言第四章的第24节到27节那里所讲的。
Verse 24, put away from you a deceitful mouth and put away devious speech from your mouth.
24节说你要除掉邪僻的口，弃绝怪谬的嘴。
How many of you have been disappointed in your lifetime because of words that you spoke and you couldn't get them back?
我们有谁有实在这样的懊悔，就是当我们说了一些不该说的话的时候，我们心里有如此的沮丧懊悔。
There they go.
因为这个话是说出来，我们实在是不能给他收回来了，所以当这个话说出来的话被人家听到的时候，就已经造成了不可挽回的损失。我想我们每一个人都有这样的经历。我们有谁说过这样的话，宁愿我们这些话能够收回。所以神在箴言四章二十四节这里说，你要除掉邪僻的口，弃绝怪谬的嘴。
Now, verse 25, let your eyes look directly ahead and let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you.
二十五节接下去说，你的眼目要向前正看，你的眼睛当向前直观。
And another translation says, look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you.
这里另外一种翻译就是说，你要向前直看，把你的眼目紧盯在上面。
John Eldridge, the author of The Ransomed Heart, says it this way, put boundaries on your desires, don't go after everything that you see.
有一个人叫江Eldridge, 他写了一本书叫做被赎回的心，在他这本书里他就说，是要使你的眼目周围设定一个界限，不是要你不要去跟随任何你所看见的东西。
And then Proverbs 27:20 warns, this is great, that the eyes of men and women are never satisfied.
这里箴言二十七章的第二十节也这样说，阴间和灭亡永不满足，人的眼目也是如此。
Brothers and sisters, I have had mostly younger men come to me and share with me privately, some, that they have a serious problem with watching pornography.
对我来讲，我自己有这样的经历，尤其是一些年轻的人，年轻的男生，他们来到我面前向我承认他们有这样的难处，就是他们看一些色情的东西。
A few of them have said to me, please hold me accountable and ask me if I am fighting this addiction.
有些人甚至有些人也这样跟我说，你要来不断的来提醒我，因为我要一直和这样的一个和这样的一个陋习在这里征战。
What I have discovered in listening to these young men, that their eyes are storing filthy images in their minds and in their hearts, and they cannot look at women with purity in their heart anymore.
这些人跟我所讲的时候，我想的是因为他们的眼睛所看的，所以头脑里面有一些污秽的图画，而且不断的在那里想，所以当他们再看到任何其他的妇女的时候，他们不可能有些洁净的任何的洁净的念头。
They tell me that their hearts are producing guilt and producing poor judgment and producing self-images that are damaged and is producing defeat in their life.
因着他们有这样的罪的缠绕，所以他们心里面就常常的是自责，他们心里觉得有罪，而且他们也在一种自我的毁灭当中。
It is often the eyes that get a man in trouble.
所以常常对一个男生来讲，是我们的眼睛使我们倒霉。
And a recent survey shows clearly that younger internet users, ages 10 to 17, boys and girls, are stumbling upon pornography and are losing their purity of mind and are losing their innocence very quickly.
越来越多的研究表明，现在有更年轻的一代，年纪大概十岁到十七岁，无论是男生还是女生，因为他们接触因特网，所以他们就接触到一些色情的东西，使得他们自己的感情，使得他们自己的头脑被污秽。
Filtering and blocking software have helped, but have not proven 100% effective.
虽然有一些软件是来阻止这些色情的网站，但是我们晓得这些功用都不是百分之百成功的。
The psalmist cried out, "Turn my eyes away from worthless things."
所以诗篇里面就要讲，使我的眼目远离那些无用远离那些无用的东西。
Preserve my life according to your word.
保守我眼目在你的话语上面。
A few more clues. Verse 26, watch the path of your feet and all your ways be established, or mark out a straight path for your feet, stay on the safe path.
所以下面箴言四章二十六节那里说，要修平你脚下的路，坚定你一切的道。
Verse 27, do not turn to the right or the left, turn your foot from evil.
二十七节那里说，不可偏向左右，要使你的脚离开邪恶。
Verse 27 in the modern translation, don't get sidetracked, keep your feet from following evil.
有一种另外一种方法，对二十七节就是说，你不要去走偏，否则的话你就会跌倒。
And so we understand that temptations always appear better than what they can really produce.
所有一切的试探都好像能给人一个假象，但是他最后所带来的都是恶果。
Every path that we take is seen by God.
我们走的每一步路神都看到。
And so Proverbs 5:21 reveals this.
所以箴言有这样的话是说，
For the Lord sees clearly what a man or a woman does, examining every path that he or she walks on.
因为人所行的道都在耶和华眼前，他也修平人一切的路。
We are accountable to God for all the steps that we choose to take in this life.
我们要对我们在人生里面走的每一步路要负责。
Application, applying these, and then we're done.
我们下面要讲几个，就是我们今天所学的这些经节的实际的应用。
Four points. The first one is we are accountable to God.
第一就是我们要向神负责。
Brothers and sisters, the day of judgment will not be for believers, will not be for salvation or not. The day of judgment will be, in a sense, a reward thrown for those who are really following Christ. It's not about judgment in terms of sending us to hell. Those that believe Christ and are following Him, the scripture says, are not destined to be separated from Him.
我们这里要讲到的审判并不是说是要这个进到地狱里面或进到天堂的审判，而是说我们每一个人都要在基督的台前受审判来领奖赏。
But the day of judgment promises in 1 Corinthians 4:5.
哥林多前书第四章的第五节，神有这样的应许是说，
That God will expose the secrets of our hearts.
神会把人心中的隐情都显明出来。
1 Corinthians 4:5 reads, Therefore do not go on passing judgment before the time, but wait until the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things hidden in the darkness and disclose the motives of men's hearts, and then each man's praise will come to him from God.
因为那里说，所以时候未到，什么都不要论断，只等主来，他要照出暗中的隐情，显明人心的思念意念，那是个人要从神那里得到称赞。
Why was Jesus so hard on the Pharisees and other religious rulers who didn't live what they preached?
为什么主耶稣对于那些不能够行出他们所讲的那些人是这样的严厉，那些法利赛人，那些律法师？
It's because he saw their actions which looked good, but he could see their motives which were not good.
因为他看出他们的行为好像是好的，但是他们的动机却不好。
And so scripture says, be very careful. People look on the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart.
所以圣经告诉我们要非常的当心，因为人是只看外貌，神是看内心。
As one writer said, God doesn't judge us by our looks or by our intelligence, He judges us by our hearts.
就像有人说，神并不是看我们，神并不是因着我们的外貌而审判我们，也不是根据我们的行为，神是只看我们的内心。
So let's remember and encourage it. We are accountable for our hearts and our motives. The real reasons why we do things, we are accountable to God for those.
所以我们要不断地提醒自己，我们每一个人都要向神交账，到神的台前向神交账。无论我们做任何的事情，我们的动机，我们的出于我们的内心，都是要向神交账。
You might say, Brother Andrews, I feel really scared.
也许你会说，安卓弟兄，我心里面实在是有点恐惧。
I'm not encourage me, brother.
所以，也许你会跟我说，要求我在家有些鼓励的话语。
I would say this: our prayer can be.
我愿意跟大家说，我的祷告是这样。
Second Thessalonians 3 verse 5.
就像帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章的第五节那样说。
Here's the prayer. May the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the steadfastness of Christ.
那里是说，愿主引导你们的心，叫你们爱神，并学基督的忍耐。
Lord, please direct this heart into your love and into the steadfastness of your Son. Please help me.
主愿意你引导我的心，使我来爱你，使我来学基督的忍耐。
The song says, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God that I love. Anyhow, don't worry about it. But the next point is this. I have two more points. King Solomon,
所罗门王,
failed to apply his own wisdom to his own life.
他自己不能够把他所学到的这个智慧来实行出来。
He was the wisest man who ever lived.
他是在他所在的那个时代里面，他自己是那最有智慧的人。
And he didn't guard his heart, and he made three major mistakes and showed three weaknesses.
因为他不能够持续的保守他自己的心，所以他在三个地方他都犯了错。
Against his dad, King David's dying words, and against God's commandment, Solomon made unhealthy political alliances. By marrying pagan women who came from nations with gods, other gods.
违背了他父亲大卫王的遗愿，也违背了神的教导。所罗门王在他因着他的心的不健康，所以他就和这些个外邦的女子来结婚，来随从外邦女子所拜的神。
Brothers and sisters, he had 700 wives.
圣经告诉我们，他有700个后宫。
And 300 concubines.
他有三百个嫔妃。
That is trouble enough.
他已经是头疼的要命了。
I have a wonderful wife.
我的太太是非常的好。
And she's not here.
她现在不在这里。
But I love her.
但是
And on some days she's all that I can handle.
但是有些时候我只能是。
Are you kidding me? 700 wives and 300 concubines?
所以我想这实在是对于一个人他实在是不能够去处理有700个后宫300个嫔妃这样的一个大的一个复杂的情况。
Someone said imagine if you went into the bathrooms how many pantyhoses were hanging up how hard it would be to get into the bathrooms. I don't know. But look at that. He married these womenAnd their hearts, his heart was turned away from God because of these women and their gods.
是因为他跟这些外邦的女子结婚，他的心就随从这些外邦的女子，就去跟随这些外邦的偶像。
1,000 to 1, there's almost no chance.
我想有1000个外邦的偶像围绕你，你是很难逃脱的。
He didn't apply his wisdom. He taxed his people excessively.
他是有智慧，但是他并没有用这个智慧来行出来，所以他就会对他的自己的百姓施了很重的赋税。
And he drafted them into a labor and a military force in such numbers that he began to hurt his relationship with his people.
他征召他们做苦工，到了如此的一个地步，使得他和他百姓之间的关系受到了损害。
He spoke wise words, but he did not have all the wise actions.
他说出了所有智慧的言语，但是他的行为却不总是一直是有智慧的。
So brothers and sisters, here's my final and positive and happy and encouraging solution.
所以我现在最后有一个最终的，是一个正面的，是一个最佳的一个鼓励。
Jesus will always be our best and most perfect model to follow in our lives.
我们要跟随的话，就是要跟随耶稣，因为耶稣总是这一个最完美的榜样，我们可以效法。
Matthew 3:16-17 is one of God's verdicts or analysis of His Son.
马太三章十六十七节有这样的话说。
And we end with this. After being baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and lighting on him, and behold, a voice out of the heavens said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And the other scripture said, So listen to him, listen to his life, listen to his words, and obey them in your lifetime.
Okay. 所以马太三章十六十七节有这样说，耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下落在他身上，从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。圣经上也有的地方记载说，你们要听他，所以我们是要听这一位，要听耶稣基督，要看他的言，看他的行，他是我们所效法的。
Thank you for listening. This is a long message.
谢谢大家这样的听，这样的今天的信息比较长。
And my prayer is that we will guard our hearts as the top priority in our life.
我的祷告就是愿意我们在座的每一位都保守我们的心，胜过保守一切，因为我们一生的果效是由心发出的。